This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
That is always hard. Really well-liked guy and good teammate for all the guys you've mentioned that have been around him for the last 4 or 5 years. And now you're coming back into what was your home building. I always think it's not an easy situation, but a situation where a player always wants to come back in and you know, try to play the best he possibly can.
Lindy Ruff on WGR talking about Dylan Cousins, of course, in town with Ottawa. The Senators looking good for a playoff spot under coach Travis Green. So how many coaches would this have been now, or would this be now for Cousins in his still young career at, what, 23? Just turned 24, so. Of course, Lindy, Travis Green, Granato. Goes back to Kruger, I guess, right? 2021, rookie year. If he played before the firing... Anyway, who cares? He doesn't get booed or anything, right? How do you get booed? You get booed by, like, if you played here, by leaving on your own volition. Of your own volition. Is that the right way to put it? You decide to do it. Even if it really is mutual. That's the perception is you wanted to leave, so we're going to let you hear it. That's not the case with Cousins. His play did really tail off. I don't blame the Sabres for this move. But I'd feel better if I didn't think Josh Norris had an injury, shoulder or whatever it is, that like is why he was traded. And so far, it's kind of felt like that. I mentioned yesterday how they just listed him as undisclosed on their own official PR injury list. Like, I mean, hockey doesn't even, they're never specific. Why can't we just do upper body, lower body? Is it undisclosed because it's shorter than he was hurt when we got him or something? I don't know. I'd like to see, I'd like to not have that headache. 803-0550 is the number. Just had a random thought. Have you decided whether you were happy, you are happy that the Chiefs got destroyed in the Super Bowl as opposed to, you know, losing a close game, right? I mean, most Bills fans were going to have been rooting against Kansas City in that game. We're sick of Kansas City. Kind of everybody is that isn't a Chiefs fan. So, okay, that's fine. Have you thought about what it tells you? If you can even do that about what we've got, that they just got completely manhandled in that game. I don't love it for sort of putting a bow on the Bills season, which, you know, we did a long time ago, 2 months ago or whatever. It's almost the draft now. But I guess I'd feel like, I don't, I'm not even sure it makes sense. I'd feel that the chief hurdle, so to speak, is, you know, like more doable. The fact that they got crushed makes me think like the Bills-Chiefs playoff rivalry has really more just been the Bills' inability to execute, to stop them. It didn't make me feel better that they were just trucked in that game by Philadelphia. You know, like the Bills, you come out of the AFC Championship and it's very depressing that they lost again in another close game. But you really know that it's like one or two plays. And maybe it still is. But the fact that the Chiefs went all year struggling as badly as they did on offense, then they get to the AFC Championship. They weren't even really that good the week before against Houston. Like, it was kind of most of their games. They get to the Bills game in the playoffs, and they pretty much just rolled on offense. Then they get to the Super Bowl, and they can't function. I think that says something about me that I don't like. You know, it really does get you back to what are the Bills going to do about all of this offseason. And it feels like, you know, everybody kind of thinks so, that in the draft, that will be defense. It hasn't been a ton yet. They drafted, or rather signed, Michael Hoyt, who now has a drug suspension awaiting him, and Ogunjobi, same thing. But there's still more to do on that side, corner, most notably. So I think you could look at that Chiefs thing like different ways. But it doesn't feel great to have as good of a season as it was. And of course, the Bills had beaten Kansas City along the way, which, you know, you can't really take too much satisfaction in because of how the playoffs have gone these last 5 years. But to have those two outcomes at the end be what they were, Kansas City's offense wakes up against Buffalo and then goes back to sleep, I mean, big time, in the Super Bowl. Not great. I've had this, I've talked about it, this kind of general feeling that the top teams in the AFC, starting with Kansas City, will take a step back in terms of their record. I see it being more truncated. I mean, Kansas City was 15-2, and they did it on the wire the whole season, pulling out all the close games. They won every close game.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
And ended up at 15 wins. Like, what a tough run out for the Bills to not end up as the one last year. You beat the Chiefs head-to-head. You won 13 games, and that's without both teams sat down in Week 18. So still, like, you had 13 wins through 16 games. Kansas City, though, 15. You couldn't even have a chance at them with all their close games. Like, really, that was a tough result for the Bills last year. Franchise record in points, win the head-to-head game. You kind of couldn't ask for anything more, right? I mean, is that how you feel? Losing to the Ravens, okay. Losing to Houston was tough the following week, but offense wasn't right. Allen had 9 completions in that game, but, you know, you're on the road at a division champion, and it's not like a gimme or anything. Still, that one hurt. And then the Rams, that high-scoring game later on in the season, but beating Kansas City, beating San Francisco, the games on the schedule that looked more like maybe the big ones or the hard ones at Detroit in that section of games, you know, near the end of the season, Chiefs, Niners, Rams, Lions, you get three of those. You know, crush the division again. Week 18, you don't need it. Otherwise, undefeated. Go to Seattle and win kind of easily. And still, that wasn't enough. I'm having a problem this offseason so far, just like thinking about them and talking about them in ways where that aren't just, okay, let's just sit here until January and try it again. I mean, I can't afford to do that. It's kind of what I want to do is just, you know, make your signings, make your draft picks, do what you got to do. James Cook, Benford, do your things in the offseason. So will Kansas City. So will Baltimore. So will Cincinnati, everybody else. And then just as arrogant as it kind of is for to think about your team this way, just we'll talk in the playoffs. And Kansas City would have every right to do the same thing, or fans of the Chiefs would have every right to do the same thing, even more so, probably. But I talked to Sneaky Joe earlier. He came on for the reverse AFC power rankings and was citing some analysis where the Chiefs have done, you know, not much. They've come backwards in terms of changes to their roster, and the Bills really haven't. The Bills, in terms of a step back or not, why it would happen is turnover luck, is a stronger division than last year, which it fell apart, basically. There would be those two things. The rest of the schedule is just kind of as random as ever, probably. San Francisco did not end up being great. And we'll see what this year, maybe like Tampa will be great or something like that. Something we're not expecting. There's usually some of that. So just sort of the bounces and then the division would be, I think, two reasons to expect the Bills to have a tougher season. But like I said to Joe, they also did what they did without really throwing the ball down the field, hardly at all, very well. And there is that capacity here with this quarterback to be able to do that as long as they want to do it and can scheme it. And maybe Josh Palmer becomes like their one receiver who can really separate, like that'd help. So there is the chance on the other side of that coin that there's more for them. I think that's true of the Chiefs too, because they had, man, I'll just never get over it. They had that season despite like not being able to throw the ball really at all. And those close wins against terrible teams. It was bad enough the year before, trading Tyreek Hill and squeezing out that championship, going through the Bills here, and then the Ravens on the road, and then the Niners in overtime in the Super Bowl. Bad enough that that happened once. The next year, almost pulling off the same thing after a more trying regular season, it was a lot to take. I mean, is that really what would I have said last year, though? Is that really something that can happen again, that should happen again? Really interesting how both teams, like you could say to in different ways that they kind of got, they were lucky. But also, I think they're both, because of their quarterbacks, teams that could be better than they were last year, you know, in terms of points per game and yards, really, thinking about the Bills for this. Because Kansas City, the Bills didn't struggle at all to move the ball. I mean, they just did it in a different way than they had done it other times with Allen. They did it more through Cook last year, whereas Kansas City just didn't score. Anyway, a lot of offseason left. A lot more time to hash all these things out. If you would like to weigh in, feel free. 803-0550 is the number. Talking about trading up and down in the draft earlier, we'll maybe get to some more of that here. Going up until 6, and then it's the Sabres pregame show against Ottawa. Cody Carpentier will dig in on some of these prospects coming up in about 20 minutes. This is Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Thanks for listening to WGR.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.